It's a problem right across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, all communities. People don't think it's happening in their community. They don't believe it happens. And yet, in the modern era, people are being trafficked, are being used for slavery, of all ages, young people, old people. And we need to be alert to that.
I mean, is it a particularly big issue here in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight? Over the last 4 or 5 years, we've had some quite high-profile cases, especially in the more of the Southampton area.
It is an issue that we don't really understand the size of. I mean, we do know that over the last 12 months there have been 40 cases that Hampshire Constabulary have dealt with. There are even further ongoing. Of those 45 involved young children. And we do feel that it is underreported, and therefore we're raising awareness of it. We're working in partnership with other organisations to try to defeat this.
I mean, for a lot of people that think, oh, I really want to help, how hard is it, though, to spot the signs of human slavery?
I think I'd invite people to go to the website that we've set up, which is modernslaverypartnership.org.uk, and to educate themselves a little bit about what is happening, what to look for, and where it goes on, because we need people to be aware, we need people to report it so that we can do something about it.
One of your big calls as well is for businesses to get involved, to look at their employees, where their employees are coming from.
The Modern Slavery Act, which Parliament has recently passed, made it a requirement from October this year for businesses to have a slavery-free supply chain. So businesses will have to make sure that their supply chain has no connection to modern slavery at all, and this will be businesses that operate right across the world. So it is quite a strict requirement on businesses, but they need to take this responsibly.
It's a question I asked Andy Marsh, but do you think Hampshire is targeted because you've got Southampton, Portsmouth, for example, port cities? You know, it's easy for these hot gangs to get these people in here.
What we do know is that people who come into the UK generally are passed around within UK borders. So they might end up in Hampshire, but have come into the country somewhere else. So clearly we have two main ports, we have a number of smaller ports. We are vulnerable and at risk to people being brought into this country. And I think it's important to remember that people may think they're coming into this country willingly. They answer an advert in their home country to come and work in the UK with all sorts of benefits and perks. And they're quite happily come into the UK. It's when they get here that they find themselves victims of modern slavery.
And I suppose the whole community really has a responsibility, because a lot of these people are just too scared to come and ask for help themselves, aren't they? So it's very much up to us to try and help.
It is. These people are threatened physically when they get here, and they're also made aware that their families back in their country of origin might also well be threatened physically. So it is a tough existence, and people are frightened. And we need to give them confidence to come forward, and that they will be taken seriously.